Hello and welcome to Homeopathy at Home with Melissa. If you're ready to be independent in helping your family with acute and chronic conditions in a more natural way, if you're interested in learning how to use homeopathy at home, and if you enjoy positive, encouraging messages, then this is the podcast for you. Click subscribe, grab some coffee or tea, a pen and a notebook, and get ready to learn how to use homeopathy at home in your family. The information in this podcast and its transcription is to be used for education only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor, and you should never stop any prescription medications without the advice and direction of your doctor. I am not a physician. I am not prescribing. And I am not making healthcare decisions for you. It is your choice to use the information provided here and in any future communications with me regarding homeopathy and natural healthcare.
Welcome back to Homeopathy at Home with Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Bree. Good to see you again.
You too. And tonight we have a special guest with us all the way from London. So she's staying up super late her time to be here with us, Kieran Grover. So welcome to you, Kieran. She is a qualified homeopath in London, has been a homeopath for 16 years. And I'm going to give you a couple little tidbits, but she's going to introduce herself and give us more information today. She was trained at CHE, which yeah. I know some of our people either listening or listening later are either doing that now, or we've taken their free courses or are planning to. So that's really cool. And she is a third generation homeopath, which is unheard of here. I don't know that I've ever heard of that in America. Welcome. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be here. I may or may not be wearing my pajamas underneath all of this because it is 10 p.m. in London right now, but I'm very excited. Thank you so much, Melissa and Bree. Lovely introduction. Thank you for welcoming me so nicely this evening as well. I am a third generation homeopath, which means that my grandfather was a homeopath and my great uncle, I forgot to mention too, in New Delhi. And my mother trained in homeopathy. So my brother and I were brought up in a homeopathic family, like many of you guys. And my kids are doing the same too. I did qualify from CHE 16 years ago, and I've been in constant practice since then, part-time, full-time, etc., to suit my family, to suit myself and various commitments. Now that my kids are a bit older, very much in full-time clinic and absolutely loving it. What else do you need to know about me? I've got a special interest in treating anxiety and women's health, but obviously, like many homeopaths out there, I treat all the bread and butter things too, the hay fever, the eczema, the asthma, etc., all those types of things. But I love getting my teeth into treating anxiety in particular, because I just think homeopathy can be fantastic at so many different things, practical things, physical things. When you treat someone at that mental and emotional level, it can just be astounding and no side effects, natural, all the good stuff that we all know about. So thank you very much for bringing me in this evening.
I'm so glad you're here, Kieran. And so you guys, Kieran was my supervisor when I was at CHE. So you all know that I went through CHE London, and it was my second, time through school, just because I love to learn, and I think I'm just going to be learning for the rest of my life. And so, yes, Kieran was an amazing supervisor. That's how we got to know each other and really built a bond. I think we just clicked and really liked each other a lot. So we've stayed in touch, and we stay in touch. We email and we help each other. And so what I want to do here today is promote your workshop. I am so excited about what Kieran's got in the works. She is going to tell us all about it tonight. And then she's going to show us how we can register if you want to attend that. So
take it away, Karen. Just tell us all about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and why.
So it's a create your own online clinic workshop. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a framework. So the basic things you need to do to build a successful online clinic. There are many talented homeopaths out there. They invest in their education. They learn so much. You get a great understanding of homeopathy. And the bit that some people struggle with is how to set up a successful clinic. And I get asked time and again, you know, how did you do it? How did you do it with a family, with different commitments? How did you track as well? Sometimes people are bringing down maybe one career, building up another. I mean, Melissa, were you in that type of situation where you were maybe doing one thing and then moving into homeopathy?
That's right. I was a lactation consultant at the hospital. I was full-time at the hospital when I had been practicing homeopathy before that, but it was just a little bit here and there, not a lot. But then COVID happened and my business exploded. And so I was able to leave the hospital, but I couldn't have done it without being online.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Same here. So I have also done some work in the charity sector. I was working with a hospice, again, working with people with grief and bereavement and all those end of life care. And the hospice had to close. And my clinic at that point was part time. My children were still smaller. And the clinic went bananas. And because I had a clinic down the road, because we can all see down there. Down the road, I had a clinic with a bunch of osteopaths. They had to close the clinic down because obviously they couldn't go in. It was lockdown. I always had some patients online because they had moved away from London, maybe to other parts of the country and sometimes to other parts of the world as well. And I thought, gosh, what am I going to do here? And then, you know, it came to me. Tell everyone. I still have an email list, obviously. I emailed all my clients and I said, look, actually, I've had this Skype clinic. That's how far back we're going now. I have this Skype clinic. If any of you want to see me online, I can do that, post you the remedies, and you know, we can still carry on. Every single person said yes, even down to a lady called Janet, who is in her, she's still in her 80s now. They said, you know what? Yeah, I can do this. And my clinic moved online overnight. And because I already had something there, it was quite easy for me to transition. And that's the kind of thing I want to teach other people to do. Some people might say, I only want to work online, you know, because I've got kids, I want to work in the evenings, or movement problems, or they just want to be in their slippers at home, and that's fine. And some people might say, I want a bit of both. I want to have some face-to-face works, and it doesn't matter. But this course is all about showing you this is the framework. This is how you do it. There are five simple steps that you can take to help yourself to have that clinic, whether you want to have it one day a week, 5 days a week, whatever it might be. So we're going to talk about the systems that you need to put in place. I think if you build a good foundation, then you have something solid that you can build on top of, a bit like a house. So we'll talk about the systems, the methods, the tips I've learned along the way. I've worked with people like this a lot before and helped them to build their own clinics, but I've never done it in a group. This is going to be in a group, and I want it to be. So Melissa, as you know, I ummed and ahed a little bit. I was like, well, how much do I charge? And, you know, in pounds it's this and in dollars it's that. And then I thought, you know what? No, actually, there are two things going on here. I've not done it as a workshop before for lots of people, not on my own. I've done it with CHE, I've done it for the Society of Homeopaths, but I've not done it in this way completely, well, you know, with your help as well, Melissa, and Bree too. I've not done it like, you know, us ladies just together. And also I want to give something back to the community. I'm in a very lucky position. I am a successful homeopath. I've worked hard to get here, but I know when I was working hard to get to this point, anything that anyone could offer me, any tips or anything else, and particularly if they could just give me a little bit of time out of their diary, was really valuable to me. So I want to give that back. It's, you know, giving forward, as they say. I always used to, in the olden days, take someone out for coffee and pick their brain. So, you know, make yourself a cup of coffee. Yeah, no, it just costs a cup of coffee. Exactly, Brie. I completely agree. You know, this is like make yourself the cup of coffee. You'd have to make me the coffee. Turn up for 2 hours. When is it? Wednesday, the 11th of October, 6 to 8 p.m. UK time. Pen, paper, you might be in a position where you are about to graduate, you're graduating, or maybe you've already graduated. Maybe you want to have a refresh for your clinic. You want to grow an online clinic, or you want to try something new, or maybe you just want to hear about my story and my journey and what I've learned along the way. It's free, but when the spaces are gone, they're gone. And I'm not saying that to be all salesy or anything else. We launched it yesterday. My web people put it on yesterday, and already a big chunk of tickets have gone because I did a Society of Homeopaths workshop and mentioned it in passing. And I got all these emails. So if you want to register, please do it, because when I hit a certain number, they'll tell me they're going to just take the booking page down and that will be it. And I'd love to offer it to lots and lots of people. Sorry, I've been rabbiting on. Ask me questions.
No, that was so good.
So good. I am so excited about this. Wait, this is needed. This is very much needed. So
I think you're right, Melissa. I think there are two things. Well, you get taught so much at college. You're going to talk about, you know, whether it's kind of first aiding, miasms, whatever it is, all these different things. But that bit about how to actually do it, you can be the best homeopath in the world, but if you can't get yourself out there, it's a disservice to everyone. And I'm passionate about teaching, and I love teaching this area, and I have for a long time, and I like to see people get out there and to be successful. And sometimes it's also about that mindset as well, about helping people to build their confidence and understand what they already bring to the table, whether they've been working in another profession like you with your lactation consultant that's going to bring something to the mix, or whether you're working in an office, or whether you've been at home with kids or looking after elderly people. It can be, we all come with experience, whether we're 25, 55, 75, we all have experience. And to bring that to the table and offer that in an authentic way to your patients, or your potential patients, it is where we should all be able to sit. And then to be able to make it accessible. Online clinic means that person who might have mobility issues, may not have transport, might have kids at home. There's lots of different reasons why people can't leave their home. So to be able to access an online clinic can be really useful. And then on top of that, it means that you can see people anywhere in the world. As long as you can work out the time zones, then you're okay.
Exactly. And, you know, it's easier to build your clinic when you're online. So, you know, like I said, for years, I was only local. Well, how did I build my local clinic? I would go to local stores and teach free classes. Mm. And I would spend my entire Saturday getting ready, setting up, driving over there, teach the class, pack up my things, leave, and I would get one or two clients, right? And so when you're online, you have just such this wide reach worldwide, you know, at your fingertips. And so if I like, you know, if I'm looking for a homeopath that specializes in mental health for women, then, you know, even though you're 5 hours ahead of me, I can still work with you, and you're across the world. So also we can still work with, when you've got an online clinic, you can still work with people when they're sick. So if I have a flu and I can't drive to your clinic, if I felt up to it, I could still meet with you, you know, and not have to.
Think of as a mom of young kids and I'm home with them to make an appointment and go. I mean, that's my whole day, and I have to probably find a babysitter or think of how to get there. So the accessibility of online is wonderful.
You're absolutely right, Bree. You know, I've seen when I'm seeing my younger patients, clients, they can be having their dinner. They can wake up from their nap. Their mother can have more than one child, obviously. I do family consultations as well. So I kind of see maybe one or two children. Then the mother might put them in front of a video and then have a bit of time for herself. It's brilliant. It just opened. I remember when my children were little, taking them to any appointment was like a military operation, you know, snacks, someone's got a temperature, whatever it might be, suddenly it was like, oh my gosh, you know, you'd be frazzled before you even got there. So this is much more relaxed. I've been sat when I do online clinics sometimes, you know, if someone's just had an operation or a baby or whatever, sometimes people are sat on their bed in their, you know, in their PJs. Yep. And that's fine. It's like being that practitioner sitting on the edge of the bed, kind of saying, how are you feeling? How, you know, how can I help you? What do we need to do? So it has revolutionized. I think it was one of the positive things that came out of the pandemic, definitely made it suddenly open to everyone.
Absolutely. Bree, do we have any questions through the Facebook group?
So we don't have any specific ones yet, but I have come up with a few that I think people will ask or that I have. So
Brilliant. Thank you.
The first one I know we're going to get is, if they register and can't attend live, is it going to be accessible forever or for a certain period of time? Or
okay. Yeah, no, that's a good practical question. Like it, Bree. So it will be accessible to people who register for a limited time. The reason being, because it's a workshop, I don't want it sort of out there. It will make more sense for the people who are involved, rather than something that's just sort of sat on the internet, sat in the ether forever and ever. So absolutely, if you think, obviously I want people to attend, but things sometimes crop up and we can't attend. Yes, people can still access a link. I haven't worked it out yet. I've got techie people who do that, but it'll probably be for a few weeks afterwards, that kind of thing. So I can always catch up. And I'm very happy, as Melissa knows, I work full time. I'm very happy for people to kind of email as well and say, actually, Kieran, you know, didn't quite understand that. Can you just give me a little bit more info, or can you signpost me?
I love the idea of a workshop too, because I don't know if it's just mom brain or just busy person brain, where it's nice to be able to work out some of that right away instead of leaving with a head full of information and trying to find more time to put it into practice. So that's a great.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Bree. I like work. I think particularly for this type of area, this kind of practice, if I was talking about Arnica for an hour, you'd want more of a class, if you like. But with a workshop and something so practical as this is a how-to, or this, in my experience, this is how you build something, I think it's important for people to feel that they can interact as much as they want. So some people will ask questions along the way, and as long as they're relevant, I'll definitely take them. There'll be time for Q&A at the end as well, so where people want to ask more specific stuff too. And if we have time, I'll see as we approach it, I might also involve some exercises or provide some homework, because I think it's really useful to think about your own situation with these things. So, you know, I work with students or graduates who, some of them want to work 6 days a week and some of them want to work two, or some of them want to work evenings, or some of them have gotten their head, right, I was earning X amount in my old job, I want to earn this amount now. And to be able to take the information that I'm giving, but then to be able to apply it to your own situation, makes it useful. Because otherwise it is just kind of, as you say, your brain's kind of being overloaded and you think, well, this is a lot of information. When and where am I going to process it? So we do that processing together to make it more useful. So people can walk away, you know, with a list of kind of like, right, this is what I'm going to do for me. This is, you know, and then break it down into, okay, this week I'll do this, the next week I'll do that, et cetera, to help them along the way.
Wonderful.
Are you going to be covering specific things, like almost like a step-by-step type deal, where we're like certain softwares or budgets or legality information? I know you, that's hard because it varies depending on where you live, but is that how detailed you're getting, or is it kind of more of a big picture overview?
So the biggest picture would be how to set up a practice. This will be a slightly smaller, a more focused view on the online clinic. I'm thinking of doing other ones going forward, but at the moment, the online, because it's, as Melissa was saying earlier, it's grown so much over the years. I'm going to be examining and showing people the components that they need, and making suggestions where appropriate as well. So, for example, booking systems. Melissa and I both happen to use the same booking system. That was before we knew each other. There are other ones out there as well. So I'll mention the one that I use because I find it useful. I know Melissa does, but there are other ones. And of course, I'll mention them too, just so people can shop around. And a lot of these online booking systems, for example, they offer, you know, you can trial it for a month. You can have like a free trial. So it's good to test things, particularly if you're at the stage where you haven't got one yet. If you've got one, fair enough. We'll talk about working within those parameters too, because they're all, I think, fairly similar, aren't they? So it'll be about looking at where you want to be, taking apart that goal, looking at the various components, the systems you need, the framework you need to have, so the processes you need to put into place to make sure everything works well, and then from there, taking it from there. So, for example, when you're in a face-to-face clinic, chances are you probably have a receptionist. When you're in an online clinic, particularly when you're starting, you may not have that. How do you manage your bookings when you're face-to-face, or you want to be face-to-face with your clients? How do you manage it when people might be WhatsApping you, texting you, emailing you, messaging you on Instagram? You know, the list goes on and on. It can become, you want to be accessible, but you want to also channel it as well. You can't have it coming from every direction, otherwise you'll never get to speak to have a proper consultation with anyone. So how to manage all of that too. So how to build, how to create, how to make it sustainable as well, and how to let it evolve. What works now might be different in 6 months or a year. I encourage all my students, everyone I work with, to review things. So just like when you're in a job, you often have an annual review and, you know, you kind of chat about what's working and where you want to make sure. It's the same when you're a sole trader or you're working in a small business or however you're practicing. You need to review these things as well, make sure they're still fit for purpose. So it'll be plenty of very practical, this is what I suggest in my experience. I'm not saying it's the only way to do it. There's lots of ways to do these things. But in my experience, for myself and having worked with lots of other students, as well as obviously being busy in clinic and teaching at CHE and the Society of Homeopaths, I've also been mentoring and supervising for, again, about 10 years. So I've, you know, worked with a lot of people one-to-one and helped them to build their own successful clinics as well. And I want to pass that information on to more people.
Yeah, so good. So we're going to share the link to for people to register for this workshop. Do you want to show us what it looks
Thank
like?
Thank you.
Do you want to?
Yes, of course I can. Just bear with me. Okay. Share screen. There we are. Hopefully that is happening. Is that happening? Yes, just now it's happening. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So that is the actual page that you need to go onto. I'm not, can you see me scrolling down? Yeah. I'm not asking for very much information. Don't worry. You don't have to give your life story here. All you have to do is put your name in, your email address, and press the pink button that says register. And then you'll be sent a Zoom link and, to join the meeting and then to attend the workshop, and you'll be sent reminders as well nearer the time. But if you are interested to come, and I hope you are, because it's going to be super useful, please put in your diary 6 to 8 p.m. UK time, and on the 11th of October, which is a Wednesday evening. So I hope people aren't too busy then.
I love it. Thank you so much. So for anybody that doesn't know, I use timeanddate.com to see the time, to convert the time zones. Anytime I'm working, you know, with other time. So, you know, because I treat my people are all over the United States, and I do have some in Canada and Australia and some other countries, but timeanddate.com will help you convert that time zone so that you'll know what time to be there in your time zone. So if you want to stop sharing your screen, we will be done here. Unless, is there any other questions, Bree, or anything else you think we should talk about?
I don't think so. I did want to ask another one. Look, it's on me. But do you think this would still be valuable for people who have, maybe they've gotten started and They're kind of fumbling through it, but it seems to be going well. Do you think it's still a valuable space for them to come learn, hear from some ideas you have, having done this for a long time? Or would you say this is more for, I have no idea where to begin, but I would like to do this
someday? I think it's good for both, Bree. So I think it's good for that person who's starting with the clean slate.
Okay.
And is thinking, right, this is something I'm thinking of doing. It makes sense, etc. And absolutely, I will walk them through that framework. But equally, it's good for someone who might be a bit further down the line. As I said, I did a workshop last week, and there were a few people who had been several years in practice. There was a cohort of people who were coming up to graduation and starting to set themselves up. And equally, there was a group of people who have been several years in practice. Some of them had taken a break. Some of them had not developed an online clinic, or some of them had, but to quote one lady, she said, I'm just not really getting that many people wanting to see me online. And I don't know why, but I do know that I need to learn. I want to grow this, because she had moved and she wasn't near her physical clinic anymore. She had moved out to the countryside and she wanted to bring her clinic more and more online to make it more manageable for her. So people like that as well, who are thinking, yeah, I just want to review things, check I'm doing things okay, get some ideas, learn something else. It's for them too. As I say, we'll go through that framework, but we'll also go through the different kind of tips and things that people should be thinking about and methodology. You know, I'll share as much of that info as I possibly can.
Right. Bruce, if you can, if you are free that night, you should absolutely register. And I'm speaking from experience. Kieran is an amazing teacher, and you're going to love it. There's going to be great value. And I just look forward to hearing some experiences and hearing all about what you guys learned. So Kieran, thank you so much for being here with us tonight. And I can't wait to see what's coming up next for you. This is so good.
Thank you very much. Thank you both of you for this evening. It was definitely worth staying up for. And I hope many, many, many of you join me on the 11th of October. Do sign up sooner rather than later. Keep your that place for yourself, because once we reach capacity, the page will be taken down. It's a temporary page on my website. And feel free to email me as well. Get in touch. I love to hear from people who are passionate about homeopathy like me.
Excellent. I'll share the link as soon as we get finished here. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.